Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Bank Holiday Monday. How are you all feeling this morning? A little bit fragile, perhaps? A little bit worse for wear? I am already anticipating that I am not going to be feeling great on Monday. I'm recording this on Easter Sunday. And today, what am I doing today? So today I'm going, well, so today as in yesterday, I am going for like an early dinner with the girls, going to Ivy Asia. And then we're going to like a big Easter brunch party, which already I'm anticipating is like a recipe for disaster. But my life is changing today, as in actually today, Monday today, because if you watch my YouTube video that would have posted yesterday, sorry, all of these like past tenses and everything, I talked to you a little bit about this like 6-week fitness challenge that I'm gonna set myself, like really gonna like be strict and really focus on my fitness for 6 weeks, like not drinking much or like as much, really just like hounding in on like my diet, going to my tribe classes like 3 times a week. Like I'm setting myself this like 6-week transformation challenge. And I know that's the last thing anybody wants to hear about when they're feeling hungover on a Monday. So actually maybe it's gonna start on a Tuesday. But if anyone wanted to do the same, let me know. It's because my holidays are at the end of May. Like, I really need to just, like, fix up, look sharp. Do you know what I'm saying? But I hope you all had a lovely bank holiday weekend, whatever you did. Whether it was eating some chuck, whether it was making the most of these additional weekend days and letting loose. Or maybe you had a really wholesome weekend. Whatever you did, I hope you had, like, the best time. And today, we're going to talk about something fun that I've been, like, thinking about more and more recently. And that's just the whole concept of friends with benefits. I asked you guys to tell me, you know, if you've actually had any success stories with this, because I feel like when you say friends with benefits, everyone says it doesn't fucking work. Someone's catching feelings. It's normally people saying that the girls end up liking the boys, which to be fair, if you even look scientifically, like that is more likely to happen. It's just in our nature. You know, we've released that like love drug when having sex. I swear, when I say drug, I mean like what do I mean? It's not a drug, just like endorphin, like what is the word I'm trying to think of? I don't even know. But that sort of thing happens for girls. I think when does it happen for boys? I definitely did an episode on this with a sex psychologist. Can't remember. I'm going to have to listen back. If anything, go back and listen to my original interviews when I'm talking to these experts about this sort of stuff, because it's really fascinating. But yeah, it is more in the girl's nature to develop feelings and then someone ends up getting hurt. And if this is a friend that's like a really good friend, you might end up losing them as a friend. It does appear like more downsides if you're not actually in a place to like just be friends with benefits. And I just wanted to do this episode today because like I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis or what, but like the more I just sort of hear about, you know, relationships and the dramas of them, obviously no relationship is ever going to be perfect, but just the stuff that I see, people being treated like shit, like I don't want that. I just want the benefits side of things. So maybe actually for me at this like point in my life, a friends with benefits is actually what I think I want. Like that, I don't want a relationship. I never really have, to be completely honest. It as someone that's just sort of like done life on their own for so long, it would take someone mega like just special for me to bring them into my life and almost basically just like take this not as negatively as it is of a word in the sense of like disrupt my life, because it is a disruption, but not all disruptions are necessarily like bad. But it would take someone so special to like come in and disrupt my life and like what I've already got going for myself and just like the life that I live, that I kind of just want the like the benefit side of things. But that's why I wanted your guys' opinions and stories. Like, am I being insane? Is this going to work? I don't know. So let's fucking discuss a topic that I feel like has so many different perspectives to it that I want to hear them all. And I feel like it's nothing too serious for this Monday, this bank holiday Monday, where we all might be feeling a little bit fragile. So yeah. Let's talk about it.
Questions is normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
So like I said, my reasoning and why I think it could work for me is because number one, although I always think this about myself, but then I'm actually like, am I? Like, for me, I feel like when it comes to guys, I'm very much all or nothing. I either love you, like literally from the jump, love you, or I really don't, like, I really just don't care. And like, I can be extremely cold. And I don't know where I necessarily get that from, but I have had no issue in the past of just ghosting, well, not necessarily like ghosting people, but just like cutting people off. I really don't care. Like, I think it's because perhaps I've never really experienced being like so like fully like in love with someone for like a long period of time and then like a breakup as such, and like I've not really like been through that, so for me everything's very like short-lived in a sense. So to cut someone off and just like really like not develop like really like deep attachment, I like, I don't have attachment issues in the sense of, oh wait, well maybe they are kind of attachment issues, but in the sense of I don't get attached. But then I know I just said like 30 seconds ago, I either love you or I don't. I'm either obsessed and like infatuated by you or I'm not. But then I still feel like I would just be okay to be like, okay, fuck off. Like the slightest thing and it's over for me. Like I'm just so easily turned off. I don't, that's not a good thing. I'm saying this out loud and it's like, it's really not. But that's why I think mentally, like my mentality, I'm there. Like I think that side of the friends with benefits thing that always gets like messy and like fucked up in the feeling side of things is actually fine by me. Like I really, like I don't care about a lot of things. I don't know. I actually also might be just talking to myself, and maybe this is just me being like, look, I just want the benefit side of things and like I'll just deal with the other shit like later. Do you know what I'm saying? Is this just a podcast of me just saying I'm kind of horny? Maybe. Who knows? If everyone else is hungover on this Monday, like can you resonate with me and just let me know I'm not alone? Because I feel like when I'm, not that I'm hungover right now, but hungover horny is a thing. Like it's actually like scientifically I've decided like it's a diagnosis that's chronic when you're hungover. But no, on the serious side of things, like I said, mentally, I think that I'm there. I could be capable of being heartless and like not developing feelings for someone. I think I could do it. But I feel like, again, it might depend on the person and like how close we were and stuff like that. But like, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I feel like I could do it. And then, yeah, I actually am also coming from a place where I don't want a relationship. I really don't think I do. Number one, summer's coming. All right. And I've just booked two holidays with my friends that I don't want a relationship for. I don't want to be that person that's like away with my friends, but like on my phone, like my heart's somewhere else, like at home, like texting someone being like, I wish you were here. Like, no, I want to like literally immerse myself in this summer. I'm seeing so many things of people saying like, I really feel like this summer, like summer is gonna summer. I don't want any bullshit. Like, I don't want any drama. I don't want to be like, oh, like, thingies having a go at me. Like, I do not want that this summer. And I've never had it any summer. But like, I definitely don't want that this summer. I don't want any distractions. I just want to live my life and go crazy this summer. I'm just feeling good about it. So like, I really don't want a relationship. And so therefore, not now. Absolutely not. I feel like that adds to being in the headspace of like why friends with benefits I think would be good for me. And I also think it'd be good for me is because I'm a very stressed person, like a lot of the time. And I know that having sex is a great stress relief. So like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, therefore, again, I'd be very receptive to the idea of it just being a friends with benefits, you know? Anyway, they're my reasons and why I think that that's actually all that I want at this stage of my life, and especially for the timing of everything. And I just want to know, is anyone else on the same page? And I know that some people are, because I asked you guys to send me in, you know, your experiences, good, bad, did it lead to a relationship, did you lose a friendship, like kind of to help me like make my decision. So let's go through these now, because there are so many mixed reviews, some good, some bad. I knew there was going to be mixed reviews from this. And I did kind of say, I really hope boys and girls have sent me in responses, because I did want all sides of people's thoughts on this. So let's go through them. Somebody said he was a giant red flag, sex was average, threw him in the bin, and 2 weeks later met my boyfriend. That's interesting. I wonder if like having that sort of sex, having that sort of friends with benefits situation just kind of made you realize this actually isn't what I want. Maybe that's what will happen to me. I'm going into it thinking like this is what I want, but then maybe actually I'll do it, what you said, like 2 weeks, and then later you met your boyfriend. I kind of love that for you. Like, you kind of have to go through a bit of a turmoil to get out to the other side and like have the clarity and the realization. But then I feel like everything happens for a reason. So even though he was a giant red flag and the sex was average, that therefore made you realize you definitely don't want to be, that's not the kind of personality traits you want from a boyfriend, obviously. I mean, who wants to date, like literally have someone as a boyfriend where they're a giant red flag and the sex is average? You want green flags all around and the sex to blow your socks off. So yeah, at least you realized that's exactly what you don't want. Somebody said, and I feel like this is a good point of view, I think no, as in friends with benefits doesn't work. You already have a relationship, so feelings are there. Sex just increases this. I think that's kind of the general overview that people say, like, because yeah, a friends with benefits is someone that's already in your life that you're already friends with. Some people say like they're even like best friends with. And then you bring sex into the picture and it's either gonna, you'd think like it either is gonna like make or break your sort of existing relationship. Make it in the sense of, I don't know, it might lead, this is where it goes wrong. Make us in the sense of it might, yeah, you know, you've just got your amazing friendship and you've added sex on top and that's all that it is. And that's amazing if you can keep it there. But sometimes, you know, you therefore realize, actually, I do have feelings for you and I want to be together. And it's just this incredible relationship, because I feel like everyone wants their partner to be their best friend as well. So if you already started off as best friends, you brought sex into the picture, and then that made you realize that that's what you want, and that's, yeah, your relationship is going off from there, you've made it, that's kind of the goals. But then bringing sex into a relationship can sometimes break it, which is what I think a lot of people do experience, because it just may bring feelings to light, and if it's not reciprocated, it's just a little bit awkward. So yeah, I forget that friends with benefits isn't just like having sex with a random person. Like, the term is about someone that's your friend and your best friend. Or your best friend, someone that's already in your life. So the feelings do just be increasing. It's just whether or not you can just keep it on that level. And, you know, you've both agreed. But then if no one speaks up, how do you know? Because yeah, if you're both saying like, yeah, we both agree to just be like the friends and just keep it that way and just like have sex because we both want to have sex. It is a sticky one, isn't it, girls? Okay, Somebody said, year and a half going strong. Works well and no feelings caught, but sometimes feel... Oh, wait, I can't see the rest. Just says sometimes feel dot, dot, dot. I'm guessing... Are you going to say that sometimes you feel something? But two, a year and a half going strong, that's good. And you're saying, you know, no feelings caught. See, some it can work. Somebody else said, yes, but you have to have a few mini icks so you don't fall in love. Do you know what? This is what I said, why I said I really think it's just going to depend on the person. If it's like a really good friend that, you know, you do actually find attractive, then I feel like it might just be inevitable that, like, yeah, and if the sex is really good, you probably will develop feelings for each other. Like, it'd be kind of hard not to. So you kind of have to not really fully find this person attractive to sort of be able to make it work. Like, there's got to be some elements that, yeah, give you the ick, that, like, bring you back down to earth and make you remember, like, yeah, I don't want to be with this person, but it purely is just sex. The next two, they're so polar opposites, you see. Somebody said, been fucking my best friend for 2 years, no feelings, just vibes. I mean, I feel like that's goals. But for 2 years, I mean, I say this, but then I also have not wanted a relationship with, like, really anyone over, like, a long period of time. I'm just sort of thinking, like, are you giving yourself a chance to, like, actually go out and find someone that you want to be with while you're doing this for 2 years? Like, that's what I want to know. But then somebody else said, ended in tears, we'll never do it again. It's the other end of the spectrum for you on that. Somebody said, ugh, wish it was realistic, only sleep with guys I'm attracted to and end up falling for them, but they want to fuck around with other people because we are just friends with benefits. I catch feelings too quick, but before that point, friends with benefit is lit. Friends with benefits is lit as fuck. Okay, so you're not sleeping with people that already give you a little bit of an ick, which is totally fair enough, because also, like, you want to sleep with people that you find attractive, do you know what I mean?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's all going to depend on your mindset going into this. If yours is simply just, I want to have sex and I don't necessarily really, like, care who it is, just want to get my regular dose of D, and therefore, you know, you don't necessarily have to be attracted to them. But then I feel like to get the most out of that situation, you obviously want to be attracted to them, because when you're both attracted to each other, like, the sex is just more intense and good, and, like, therefore you really are getting the benefits from this. So I feel like you were doing the right thing, obviously sleeping with people that you find attractive, but then therefore you're falling into the trap of, damn, like, I do find you attractive, the sex is really good, so therefore I love you. Oh, this is sad. And what I feel like is just so common in this situation. Somebody said, what started as friends with benefits turned into me head over heels in love with him and the feelings not being reciprocated and left me completely heartbroken, but oh my god, continued to do it for a year on and off though, and was the most toxic year of my life, going back knowing he wasn't good for me. It only works if it's just a shag and nothing more. When you start spending time with them outside of that and get to know them, that's when it gets dangerous. Oh, I feel like that your situation, if you were spending time with them and having sex, like, you were basically agreeing to be his girlfriend without the label. So of course you would develop feelings. You know, this would have to be strictly set. Although, if you're like actually friends, like as in it's someone like in a group of friends, so you like you always spend time together, I think that's fine. If you were just one-on-one spending time together, that's literally like you're dating. But he basically was having his cake and eating it, like not having this label because you said you were going to be friends with benefits. But therefore, that's all that you've got to keep it as, okay? Like this person clearly wasn't in like an existing friendship group. You're just like, he's just a guy that you were friends with. But then like doing the whole like dating side of things, like going out and hanging out like outside of the bedroom. Yeah, you'd have to just agree to keep this in the bedroom and only hang out in groups. I think that's the only way that it could possibly work. But I feel so bad for you. You shouldn't have let that go on for like a year and a half. Like I do generally feel like if I felt myself catching feelings for this person, I would have to just be honest about it. And if it's not reciprocated, you would just have to cut it off and like just take the L in the sense of maybe it like lose the friend in the sense of just like not being so close anymore. I feel like I could be normal with someone. I could hide the awkwardness if I felt awkward. I think I'd be quite good at doing that just while I'm working on myself and like getting over this situation. But I feel really bad for you to say that was the most toxic year of your life. Oh, like, God. We as girls, we really just like just put up with so much shit. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Ooh, someone said it never works. Even the rare ones I know have worked are toxic. Oh, it never works. Even the rare ones I know that have worked are toxic. Interesting. Somebody else said, I had a successful friends with benefits. We were both just very honest with what we wanted or didn't want. I think that's the way it's got to be. It only fucks up, I think, if someone's not being honest in the sense of someone's not being honest in the sense that they've developed feelings, or someone's not being honest in the sense of, you know, I don't know. That would kind of be the only situation of not being honest, I think. I don't know. But yeah, you've just got to be completely transparent. That's the only way I think it could be successful. Somebody said absolutely no. Somebody said boys always lose the friendship. So true. 25-year-old woman and love it as long as you're comfortable and communicate openly. That seems to be the common thing. Like it's only successful if you can communicate openly. Somebody also said he's gone on a lad's holiday and I hope when he comes back we can start a relationship if I tell him I have feelings. If not, it's just going to be I have to cut him off and I'll never see him again. I take my hat off to people who do it all the time. Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't know. I know those lad's holidays are dangerous. So I'd say set your expectations low. But then maybe he's gone on that lad's holiday, fucked about, which is probably highly likely, I'm really sorry to say it, but then might come back and have some clarity and maybe he'll want to be with you too if you told him that you liked him. But I'm glad that you're saying if it's not reciprocated, you'll cut him off, because I think that sounds for the best. Somebody said, I personally want one. I'm not ready for a relationship and I know that, but I crave sex. Girly pop, this is exactly what I'm thinking. Like, it's not necessarily that I'm not ready for a relationship. I could do a relationship. I just don't want one. Just want the benefits from one. Like, you know, when you're just hungover and you're chilling, you just want someone to come around and it just not be a big deal. Like, that's what I want. And I totally feel you. Somebody else said, it never ends well. In any case, I've had two both ended in heartbreak. See, one girl says this, another says that. It leaves me just stuck in the middle. Somebody said, started friends with benefits with someone and now my boyfriend and bestie. Wait, started friends with benefits with someone and now my boyfriend and my bestie. Wish we never wasted time though. Oh my God. And said we could have been nearly together 1.5 years, but only now been together for a few months. Oh my God. Well, see, a success story. Congratulations. Somebody said you can never unblur the lines. To be fair, that's also true. Because if this is someone that you know is literally just always going to be your friend, nothing more, it's just sex. Sometimes sex can get weird. And like, what if you just do some like insane shit and then you're all just hanging out with the group knowing like literally like 12 hours before someone was making you do like, what's that Nicki Minaj quote? Like, can I do the splits on a D? Like, do you know what I mean? Just like going like crazy. Or just like weird stuff, weird kinks. You might unlock your best friend's like weird kink. And then it's a bit like, oh, actually, like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Like, yeah, you really can never unblur the lines. Somebody else said never, ever, ever, ever a good idea. Someone always gets hurt. Do they though? Somebody said never worked for me and I lost the friendship. I ended up falling in love and we had an on-off situationship for 4 years. What a waste of my life. Anyway, despite everyone's own opinions, you end up coming to the realization yourself that enough is enough. I cut all contact and a few months later, he's buying a house and a dog with a new girlfriend, which makes me think there was some sort of overlap. Is that the right term? They now have a baby together and we haven't spoken in years. Oh my God, sorry, this one isn't ending. However, when I did cut him off and went out of my comfort zone, I knew I needed to put myself out there as I couldn't let myself be any more hurt or upset over the situation. So I joined a few dating apps. The second date I had was with my now boyfriend. We've been together for over 3 years. So it's the second person to say that they had this awful friends with benefits situation, but it led to them like having clarity, realizing that's exactly what they don't want, and then finding their boyfriend. That's amazing. Although when you say about overlap, I feel like isn't when you have friends with benefits, you're allowed to overlap. But you're sort of saying that like he was also sleeping with a girl that he actually had feelings for. So like, why did he need to also be sleeping with you? Yeah, that is a bit weird. But boys are weird like that, aren't they? Again, people saying can definitely work if people are on the same page. Somebody said, as long as it's only sex and not going on dates and spending that kind of time together. I definitely think that's important because then, it literally basically is a relationship without the label. So you may as well just be together. Somebody said, oh my God, I want more details on this. Somebody said, I had a friends with benefits for 6 years. Was the best and the worst 6 years of my life. Christ, 6 years. But this is what I'm saying. So like with a friends with benefits, are you still actively like trying to search for the one while sleeping with your friend? Like, is that what you kind of are agreeing? Like, this is just like, so no one's missing out on like having decent sex for like periods of time. Like you guys can just like fuck each other and it's fine. But like, are you actively searching for a relationship or do you only do friends with benefits if you don't want a relationship? And so for 6 years, you were just sort of thinking like, I don't want a relationship. See, I need to learn. I need to understand, like, are there like these rules? Like, how does it work? I'm going to do a few more because they are all sort of saying the same sort of thing. Someone said it only works when you both have no other intention behind it. I think period. Like, that's obviously the only way that it's going to be successful. Somebody said, if I could separate my emotions from the situation and set clear boundaries, I think it could work. Definitely agree on that one. You've got to have boundaries and like just be so open with the communication. Somebody else said, only works when you don't do all the nice relationship stuff like date, meet families, etc. 100%. I don't know why you would do that with your friends with benefits anyway. Like, what are you going to say to your mum? All right, mum, this is Gemma. She's just my friend that I fuck. Why would you be introducing your friend to your family of like the opposite sex if it's just platonic? Like, it's just a bit unnecessary, like, unless it's like in a group situation. Somebody said the only way it was successful for me was because he was ugly. I think this is important though. I think you can't necessarily like be like fully attracted to them. You've got to find some parts of them like unattractive, not so much in a way that you're just going to be like fucking dry as a Sahara desert and not actually enjoy yourself and almost resent yourself for sleeping with them. But like, there's got to be something that brings you back down to earth to remind you that you don't you don't want to be with this person, like you don't find them attractive in that like relationship way. But that's actually so funny. Somebody said, definitely don't recommend having a friends with benefits relationship with your boss. Work is fine, but I caught feelings. I don't think that's the reason that you should that you shouldn't recommend having a relationship with your boss. I feel like there's legal reasons in there as well. But do it for the plot, babes. Do it for the plot. Ooh, this is a side that you also have to consider. Defo not someone will always catch feelings. And STIs, someone said like, and STIs, that's obviously something that you've got to consider. Because as soon as you start sleeping with somebody else, you must be transparent. Because obviously I feel like with a friends with benefits, there's an element of trust there. And like, obviously I feel like it's so much easier. Well, it's like, obviously the best thing to say is like, you should always use protection. But I understand that like, that's not always the case. And especially when it's like with someone that you're really close with and you're on birth control, like you just sort of feel like there's an element of trust there where it's not necessary. But yeah, if you don't have that clear boundary or like, you know, set thing where you're like, communicate, we need to communicate. As soon as you start sleeping with somebody else, that's absolutely fine. But you need to tell me, because then one of us is going to need to start using condoms. You know what I mean? Because yeah, you do not want to end up with an STI from your friends with benefits, because that is just the biggest L. Somebody said it rarely leads to a relationship. Don't fool yourselves, girlies. Yeah, but what happens if you're a girlie that doesn't want a relationship? Like, I don't want that. I don't want the end goal for my friends with benefits to be a relationship, I don't think. But then again, somebody else said, definitely, as in it definitely works. Sex on tap, no feelings, no heartbreak, but lots of fun and laughter. I'm all for it. Oh, you're selling it to me. You're selling it to me. But somebody said 12 years and 3 kids later, my friends with benefits worked out well. But see, you're saying it worked out well, but I feel like you were going into that, therefore, with intentions. That was not just friends with benefits. You wanted to be with them all along, because you're saying that it worked out. Like, that's what you wanted. Somebody said, it's the best. No expectations or labels. I need him back ASAP. I miss mine, with like loads of sad faces. Oh no, where did he go? Did he get into another relationship? Because I feel like that's an element of like, oh, sadness and heartbreak when the guy gets into the relationship and says like, gotta go, I found what I'm looking for, our time's been good. Like, that I would be a bit sad about that. But if intentions were clear from the start, that's kind of what you were both hopefully looking for. But you always want to be the one that finds it first, don't you? You don't want them to win, right? I hope you guys all enjoyed that episode. Had a little bit of fun. Just a lighthearted topic on this potentially very hungover bank holiday Monday. I'm not really sure what my general consensus is. Like I said, it was a mixed bag. It was mixed reviews, and I knew it would be. But it's all going to depend on me, isn't it? And actually, it's going to depend on if I find the right person to do that with. But I just feel like that's the headspace that I'm in. That's all I really want, especially with summer coming up. So, yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm taking everything into consideration, though, I won't lie. But for now, happy Bank Holiday Monday, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your weekends, and I hope you're enjoying your day off. Today is actually Sunday that I'm recording this, so I'm about to go out. And I'm just, oh my God, let's pray for me that I found my potential friends with benefits tonight. Let's pray for me. Highly unlikely, but you know, one can hope, and let's manifest it for me. Updates to come? Probably not. Anyway, love you all, and I'll see you next Monday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.